The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Silence. No talking. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. When the kids are arguing and chattering and like crazy, oh, that would be good when they would stop. Or an old person repeating the same story again and again and again. You know, silence would be good then. But it's not good when a husband and wife had fought, but then were quiet and said nothing because the stalemate was so tense. Then the silence is bad. Or, for those of you who are blind like me, when people are silent, just standing there, you know they're there, but they're not saying a thing. Oh, you can't see their face, and because they're not speaking, you don't know what their thoughts are, their feelings are, or their emotions are. Oh, that silence can be really difficult. Silence. There's a story, the Christmas story, that sometimes we kind of just go over as in the precursor of this Christmas story. It's from Luke chapter 1. Let me just summarize it for you. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, and he had a wife whose name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, as it says, walking in all his commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, and they were advanced in years. Now, while Zechariah was serving as priest in the temple, and the whole multitude of people were praying outside, what that means is, this is the sacrifice, and they were expecting him to come out and give a blessing. So while he was in there, there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. You can well imagine an angel appearing to you. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." Now the people who were waiting for him were wondering why he was delayed. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. Remember, he couldn't speak. And the people were, "What's going on?" And he was supposed to have given a blessing, but he couldn't, and he couldn't say what was going on. He's used to talking. He's used to being in charge. He's a priest. But now he doubted. But that's because God's in charge. God would remain in charge. Oh, it's not good for a priest to be quiet and silent. It's kind of like a pastor today. When I lose my voice, I always say it's pastor's bane. Lose your voice. Can't speak. Same was true with the priests back then. Though silent, it spoke loudly the message of God. The forerunner of the Messiah is coming. John will be born. God had spoken, and it was loud and clear, even in silence. I know sometimes we wonder what God thinks or says today, but we have that message. He is not silent. He spoke through his word loud and clear about Jesus. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. That's our Savior. That's our helper. That's our friend. Dear Jesus, thank you for your word and that you did not remain silent but came and spoke and on the cross said, "It is finished, paid in full. All our sins are taken away." Thank you, Lord, for coming to us anew, really, not just every year at Christmas time, but every day. And may we hear you clearly today, even though the silence might be loud. Let us hear your constant voice of love and forgiveness, care and compassion, guidance and help. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. And I don't like silence either, so break the silence and write me. You can do so at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. And remember that even when it seems silent, God is always speaking to you, always there. Open up his word, the Bible. Start at the gospel readings. And if you can't read because you're blind, well, then continue listening to this podcast. God will speak to you. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.